Okay, I forgot to mention yesterday. Yesterday's daf, and I guess we'll make it today's daf also, sponsored by Gordon Weingarten, Lezecher Nishmas, his father Avram Ben Asher Pinchas, whose yahrzeit was yesterday. So we wanted to dedicate the learning, the Iloi Nishmaso. He's one of our Gordon Weingarten's one of our internet friends. So want to dedicate the daf, the Iloi Nishmas, his father. Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Yud Dalet. We are holding on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. So says the Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Shachat Shnei Kvasim Lechel Echel Menachalos Lamachrib. Let's say you shecht the Shnei Kvasim, the two sheep of the Kifsei Atzeres. The halach is the on Shavuos. The Torah tells us that you're supposed to bring Shnei Kvasim B'nei Shana L'Zavach Shlamim. You bring as a carbon Shlamim two Kvasim that are each a year old, the Keves. Whenever the Torah says to bring a Keves, the Mishnah, the first Perek of Maseches Parah tells us it always means a 1 year old. Ayil always means a 2 year old, but Keves is always a 1 year old. And those Kvasim, Rashi points out, V'alsim Kvasim Matirin Mekadshin L'Shtei Alechem. They are Matir Mekadesh L'Shtei Alechem, which is obviously the Ikar carbon of Shavuos. So let's say you shecht the Shnei Kvasim, having in mind to eat one of the Chalos L'machar, one of the Shtei Alechem Chutz L'Zmano, or Hikdir Shnei Bezichim Lechel Lechem Minas Darim L'machar. Or let's say Stam with the Lechem Apanim, which is also a form of a Karban Mincha. You're Makdir the two Bezichim, the two Bezichim Levona that go along with the Lechem Apanim on the Shulchan, Al Minas, to eat one of the Sedarim, one of the rows, one of the two rows of six loaves, L'machar Chutz L'zmano. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, also a chalav, also a seder shechishev alav pigul v'chayevna alav kares. So Rabbi Yossi has a chiddush. Instead of saying everything is pigul, only that which you had the machshava about, that unit that you had the machshava about. How do we define a unit? Either that lechem from the shtei lechem, or that row of loaves from those six loaves from the lechem apanim, that is going to be pigul and yuchayev karesan. Vasheni pasul dein bo kares. But the other row or the other loaf is only pasul. You're not going to be chayev kares. We're going to spend the bulk of the daf discussing Rabbi Yossi's shita. It's the more intriguing shita that row is pigul and the other row is pasul. V'cham momrim, what we probably would have expected. The chacham says zev zev pigul chayev lof kares. That once it becomes pigul, the whole thing is pigul. That if one of the loaves is pigul, both of the loaves are pigul. If one of the sedarim are pigul, both of the sedarim are pigul, and therefore you chayev kares for eating any of them, for eating any of the loaves or any of the sedarim. Now, the Rambam and the Rav Avadya Martinura both point out that these man achilas lechem apanim is only on Shabbos itself. It says by the lechem apanim, biyoma Shabbos yarchenu. L'machar, when it says in our Mishnah, l'machar, that you have in mind to eat the lechem apanim l'machar, it means chutz l'zmanu. You're having a machshava because l'machar is already chutz l'zmanu. You can only eat it on that day. Now, it should be pointed out, not all the Rishonim agree to this. There is a chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonan Pirkei Avos in the fifth parak, and Rabbeinu Gershman Me'ilon Daf Tes, that you could eat the lechem apanim throughout the entire week. But Pashup Pshat, the Rambam and the Bartanur would explain our Mishnah means that our Mishnah highlights the idea lechem apanim can only be eaten on Shabbos, and the machar is therefore a machshav of chutz l'zmanu. Tos Yantav just wonders, how do you learn from this pasuk that you have to eat the lechem apanim on Shabbos? From the pasuk b'yom Shabbos yarchenu, the pasuk is clearly not talking about eating the lechem apanim. It's talking about the sidur lechem apanim. It's not talking about the zman of the achila of the lechem apanim. The Torah Tamima in Vayikra Chav Dalet Ha'ari Yates writes that maybe the Rambam learns it from the Drasha and Taurus Kohanim. B'yom HaShabbos Melamed Sh'b'yom HaShabbos Ori Chadasha U'b'yom HaShabbos Yaktir Yeshana, that the Taurus Kohanim darshins that on Yom HaShabbos is when you arrange the new ones and when you burn the old ones. So since the Achilles Kohanim is B'makom Haktara, Pasuk says, V'achlu osam asher kipar behem, and the Gemara darshins that Kohanim ochlim u'baylim eschaprim, so the Achilles Kohanim is like a Haktara, so the Achila has to be Yom HaShabbos, Haktara is Yom HaShabbos, Achila is also on Yom HaShabbos. Maybe that's the suggestion to answer Tosfos' question of how we see from this pasuk that these man achila is dafka on Shabbos. Also, Tosi Yantar points out it's a Mishnah that we're going to have in Daf Tzadi Tesam Beis that it could be eaten even on Motzai Shabbos, because if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, the chalos are still divided amongst the Kohanim, the Lechem Aparim is still divided amongst the Kohanim. So how does our Mishnah assume, or not our Mishnah, but how do the Rav and the Rambam assume that the Achil is only on Shabbos? We have enough in the Mishnah that if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, where they're obviously not going to eat the Lechem Aparim on Shabbos, so the Mishchalik it from Motzai Shabbos, and then the Zman Achil Lechem Aparim obviously extends to Motzai Shabbos. So that poses a difficulty in the Shitas HaRambam and the Rav Mibar Tanura. In the Igros Moshe of Moshe, in the Chelek where he deals with Kachem and Taros, in Simon Yud Aleph, he writes that it's Pashut that the Rambam, when he says that you eat it on Shabbos, means Shabbos and Motzoi Shabbos. Because the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Pei Gimel, tells us, by Kachem, Halayla, Holech Achar Yom. So whereas we normally think of Shabbos as when we observe Issum Malach of Shabbos, and when we treat as Yom Kadosh starting Friday night at sunset, but in Kachim, the dinim are always halayla holech achar yom. So when the Rambam says Yom when he says Yom HaShabbos stand by Kachim, he means Yom HaShabbos and Motzoi Shabbos, and therefore Rav Moshe writes he doesn't think it's a kasha at all. He has a little bit more difficulty explaining, fitting that in the words of the Bar Tanura, but at least according to the Rambam, it doesn't seem to be a problem. So, but the some of the Achronim, however, the Lechem HaTamid quoted in the Biur Yadav, I'm not sure who the Lechem HaTamid is, but there's a Sefer Lechem HaTamid who writes that the explanation of the Rambam is as follows: that the mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim has two dinim of achila. Number one, there's a mitzvah of achila, which is a mitzvah of the Lechem HaPanim. That a lechem aparim requires achila, but number two, there's also a mitzvah achilas haminachos. Whenever you have a karban mincha, there's a mitzvah achilas. So lechem aparim is chayv in achila mitam lechem aparim. It's also chayv in achila mitam that it's minachos, that it's considered to be a karban mincha. So the Rambam and the Bar Tanura must hold that the mitzvah achila that the lechem aparim has midin lechem aparim is only on Shabbos, and that they learn from the pasuk. That's about the mitzvahs of the Lechem Aparim. As opposed to the mitzvahs achila that the Lechem Aparim has, midin achilas haminachos, that's biyom ubalayla. Just like any other karban mincha, that would be Shabbos day and Motzoi Shabbos. And therefore, in Yom Kippur, the Tzchal and Shabbos, you can't be mekayim the mitzvahs achila midin the Lechem Aparim, because the Zman is only on Yom HaShabbos, which is happens to be Yom Kippur, which is Asar Ba'achila. So you can't be mekayim that part of the mitzvah. But the Lechem Aparim could still be eaten on Motzoi Shabbos for a different reason, because it's like a karban mincha. So granted, when you eat, you would eat it on Motzoi Shabbos, but it's only half a kiyum, or it's only one kiyum as opposed to two kiyumim. You would only be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas mincha on Motzoi Shabbos. You would not be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas Lechem Aparim as well. It just turns out, according to that, the Machsheves Pigel is totally in the Zman HaAchila of the mitzvah Lechem Aparim, right? Because our Mishnah says that if you have a machshava to eat it l'machar, and the Rambam and Bar Tanura seem to assume l'machar means after Shabbos, even Motzai Shabbos, that's going to be pigel, which is strange, because you're allowed to eat it on Motzai Shabbos, you even get a kiyum mitzvah, you just don't get the full kiyum mitzvah. So you're having a machshava to eat it beyond the lechem apanim zman, not beyond the mincha zman, that would be a machshava's pigel, which is a little bit strange. Why should that be the case? Unless you say that you have a kavana to eat a petoras lechem aponim on Motzai Shabbos, then you understand why it's a machshava of chutz l'zmano. Because legabe the mitzvah of lechem aponim, the zman is over on Shabbos. But if you have a kavana to eat a petoras mincha on Motzai Shabbos, there's no reason that should be a machshava's pigle. Petoras mincha, the zman achil extends to Motzai Shabbos. Okay, but anyway, bottom line is what we really need to get out of our Mishnah to be clear in today's daf is that the sheet of Rabbi Yossi is that if you have a machsheves pigel on one of the two loaves by the kivseyat when you shech the kivseyat tzeres, or you have a machsheves pigel on one of the two rows of the lechem aparim when you're makter the bazichin, so that is going to create a problem of pigul only on that row, only on that loaf, not on the other one. The other one is just going to be plain old pasul. Now Tosus points out that the same would have been true if you would have had a machshavas pigul on one of the chalos of the sedarim. That it's not just that chalo would be, let's say, one of the 12 lechem aparim that you had a machshavas pigul on. You had a machshavas tida chutzlis mano. It's not just that chala that would be pasul, the entire row that would be pigul. Rather, the entire row would be pigul, meaning the row is considered a unit. Tosul suggests it has to be a unit because otherwise, really, ain't the davar sof. What if I only have a machshavas pigul on a kazayis of one of the loaves? Right, you can say only that kazayis is pigul, the rest of the loaf is not pigul. No, you obviously have to go with the unit, according to Rabbi Yossi. What makes a unit? So apparently one row of lechem apanim is a single unit. So machshavas pigul anywhere in that row makes the whole row a machshavas pigul. Now, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, now just the structure of what we're going to be doing in this Gemara is that there are going to be two understandings of Rabbi Yossi. There's going to be Rav Huna right here, and Rabbi Yochanan on the top of Yudalad Amud Beis. Rav Huna is going to have three kashas on him. We're going to have three kashas against Rav Huna till we reject Rav Huna and therefore come on to the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. So we start with Rav Huna, though. Rav Huna's explanation of Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rav Huna, Omer Haya Rabbi Yossi, Pigel B'Yerech Shal Yemin, Lo Nispagel HaYerech Shal Smol. Just like Rabbi Yossi says, that if you're Mefagel, one of the rows of the Lechem upon him, the other row doesn't become Pigel, so too if you have a Zevach, you have an animal, and you're Mefagel, one of the thighs, one of the legs of the animal, the right leg, the left leg, does not become pigul. So my timer, why should that be the case? Ibai same asfara, ibai same akra. Could be he knows it from a svara, could be he knows it from a pasuk. Ibai same asfara, lo adifa machshava mi maisatuma. It could be that it's a svara, because machshava shouldn't be any stronger, any different than a maisatuma, than going and being mitame something. Ilu itmi chad ever, mi itmi le kule. If you were mitame one aver of an animal that's detached from the animal, would the other aver automatically become tame? Absolutely not. If I have on my plate a chicken leg, let's say, and it becomes tame, tumas ochlin, so wherever the other leg is on somebody else's plate, it's going to become tame. That's ridiculous. That's obviously not the case. One aver becomes tame. What, you think the whole thing becomes tame? So too when it comes to pigle. One leg becomes pigle, the other leg is not going to become pigle. It should be no different than a normal sense of tuma. Vivai say makra. Or you could have a pasuk that says it. Va'nefesh ha'ochelos mimenu avonatisa. Mimenu v'lo michavero. That it's only chiyuv karis mimenu. If you eat from it, that which you had the machshavas pigul on. But not mechavero. So it's possible to have a machshavas pigul on one thigh of the animal, one leg of the animal, and only that leg of the animal is going to become pigul. The other is not, according to Rabbi Yossi, that you could do that by a mincha, by the lechem upon him, and by the shtei lechem. So you could do that by a zevach as well. That is Rav Huna's understanding. Question number one on Rav Huna. Eser Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Liola Me'in Bo Kareis Ad She'ifagel B'Shtein B'Kazayis. That we have a brisa that says that it's never going to be Chayiv Kareis for Pigel unless you're Mefagel on a Kazayis of both of them. B'Shtein, of both of them. So B'Shtein in Bachs Me'en Lo. Sounds like only if you're Mefagel both of them. If you're Mefagel in only one of them, it's not going to be Kareis. So money, who's this brisa going like? Ilim Rabbanon, if the Bryce is going like the Rabbanon, well, what did the Rabbanon say? That if you're Mefagel on in our Mishnah, the Rabbanon said you're Mefagel even on one of the breads, so the whole thing becomes Pigel, right? So Ilim Rabbanon, Afilu Ba'achs Me'anami, the Rabbanon would say that Zev Zeh Pigel, even if you have a Machshev's Pigel on only one of them, the whole thing is going to become Pigel. So that doesn't make any sense that it should be the Rabbanon, Elipshita Rabbi Yossi. So must be assuming this Bryce, must be assuming like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. And Iyam Rebishlam Echad Gufahu Mishamachim Itzarif. So if you're going to say that the limbs of the animal are considered a single guf, so because they come from one zevach, they come from one animal, so then I understand that it's going to be mitzdarif, that the chalos, a chatzi zayis of one chala and a chatzi zayis of another chala, when you have a machshava of chutzlis mano to eat the kazayis l'machar amongst the two of them, I understand that that's going to mix them together and be considered as if if it's guf echad. So I understand that very well, that in the parallel case by a mincha, that it could be mitzdarif and be considered guf echad. But if you're going to say by the thighs, by the legs of the animal, that even the legs of the animal are considered two separate units, so then by the loaves of bread, they're not going to be considered two separate units. Why would the loaves of bread be mitzdarif with each other? Chatzi zayis from this row, a chatzi zayis from that row, why should it be mitzdarif? Even the legs of the animal are not mitzdarif with each other. So basically, what's the Gemara doing? According to you, Rav Huna, that Rabbi Yossi extends his din, that you could be mefagel one of the rows or one of the loaves without the other, and he even says the same is true by a zevach, you could be mefagel one of the thighs without the other. Well, then we're going to have trouble with this brisa, because the brisa tells us by a mincha, by loaves, if you have a machsheves pigel on chatzi zayis from one row and chatzi zayis from the other row, it can be mitzdarif. But if even in a case of thighs, they are not mitzdarif with each other, they're considered to be two completely separate units, then why by the loaves, which are even more separate from each other, they don't come from the same body, they don't come from the same animal, they don't come from an animal at all, but they don't come from the same unit, why in the world would they be mitzdarif? If you look at Rashi on the top, Eliyamr kabi yerechos to michad gufa asu, trey gufi ninhu, and if you're going to say by the thighs where they come from one guf, and yet we still consider them trey gufi, vim pigel zu below zu, lonus pagla zu, and if you mefagel one half without the other, one leg without the other one does not become pigel, then gabe chalos ki arvan lechel kazayis mishteyen, mi mitzdarfi. So by chalos, when you want to eat a full kazayis from the combination of the two of them, why should they be mitzdareis? Mitzdareif. Mi mahanya iruv machshavasal mavichad gufa tfei mechibur zevach zelo mahani lulratzos. Does it make any sense that a machshava to put them together is going to make something more one unit than the fact that two things came from the same body itself? It's totally counterintuitive. So says Gemara, no, you're right. This brisa, according to Rav Huna, who understands Rabbi Yossi to be saying that even one yarech could be pigle on its own without the other yarech, this brisa cannot be going like Rabbi Yossi, nor like the Rabbanan, Hamani Rabbi Hi. Rather, the brisa is going like a third shita, the shita of Rabbi. The Tanya shochitas a keves lechol chatzis zayis michalazu. Person shechts the keves to eat a chatzis zayis from one chala chutzes mano v'chein chaveru lechol chatzis zayis michalazu. And he shechts the other one with a machshava to eat a chatzis zayis from the other chala. Rabbi Omer. So Rabbi says Omer ani shezeh kasher. Rabbi says I think that that's going to be kasher to be makta the emurim and eat the basar, because you only were choshev and a chatzi achila within each chatzi matir, right? Each of the kvasim is a chatzi matir, and at the time that you were shechting each of the kvasim, you only had a machshava for a chatzi achila. Ah, but that's when it's going to be kosher. Time of damer chatzi chatzi. Aval amar kezayis mishteyan mitzdarif. It sounds like it's the only reason it's kosher is because the way that you formulated it is that I'm going to eat a chatzi zayis by each shchita. But let's say you say I'm going to eat a kezayis from the two of them. You shach the keves and you say not that I'm going to eat a chatzi zayis from this loaf, chatzi zayis from that loaf, but between the two loaves I'm going to eat a kezayis shalem. Sounds that then it can be mitzdarif. So maybe this brisa that tells us that if you have a machshava for a chatzi zayis from one loaf and a chatzi zayis from the other loaf, chutzas mano, that it's going to be pigel, maybe that's going like the shita of Rebbe, that it can be mitzarif, that the two loaves can be mitzarif. Says the Gemara, "V'Rebbe Aliba Deman." What do you mean, according to Rebbe? Who's Rebbe assuming like? I Aliba the Rabbanan, afilu b'achas me'anami. If he's assuming like the general shita of the Rabbanan, that there's no such thing as being mefagel half of the karbon, so then even b'achas me'an, it should the halacha. Even if it's b'achas me'an, it should become pigel. Right? Why is it eno chayiv until you mefagel b'shtayan? It sounds like it should be even b'achas me'an. You should be able to be mefagel, and yeah, meaning in that brisa, right? What it's saying, the olam ein bokaris achi mefagel b'shteyan b'kazayis. You can never have pigel unless you mefagel both loaves.
unless you're mefagel in both of them. If you're going like the Rabbanan, you don't need to be mefagel both loaves. You can be mefagel one of them, and everything is nimshach after that one. So, and he alibid Rabbi Yossi, and if it's going according to Rabbi Yossi, hadra kushin leduchtei, then the question is, then we go back to the same question we had before, that how's it shaykh that two legs of an animal are not going to be mitzarif and they come from the same animal, but two loaves of bread are going to be mitzarif. So basically what the Gemara said is, we're going like a third shita, like the shita of Rebbe, and then the Gemara says, come on, there is no third shita. Rebbe's got to be assuming like one of the existing Tanaim, and we already pointed out, neither of the existing Tanaim work. Very strange back and forth of the Gemara. I don't know why we can't assume that Rebbe holds like neither Rebbe Yossi nor the Rabbanan. I guess what the Gemara is saying is, on the issue of, can you be mefagel, can you be mefagel half of something, Rebbe must be assuming one way or the other. So he's got to be going like Rabbi Yossi or the Rabbanan. So it says Mar Liola Malib the Rabbanan. Maybe we're really going like the Rabbanan, and the Brisa is going like the Rabbanan. Vlote ma'adshi fagel b'shtehen. And instead of reading in the Brisa that it can only become pigle when you're mefagel b'shtehen, ema adshi fagel b'shnehen, not b'shtehen, but b'shnehen. Shtehen would mean until you're mefagel on both loaves of bread. Shnehen means until you're mefagel on both of the kvasim, on both matirim. If you're mefagel and only one, if you have machshavas pigel while shechting only one of the kvasim, that's only a chatzi matir. So what the Rabbanan are telling you is that you need to have machshavas pigel by the entire matir. B'shnehen, but ba'afilu va'achas mehen. Even in a kezayis, when you shecht both kvasim to eat a kezayis of one of the chalos or of two of the chalos, doesn't make a difference because they're all considered one unit. That's when it's going to become pigle according to the Rabbanan. And the whole point is to tell me, not like Rav Meir. The whole point of this price is to say that you cannot be mefagel b'chatzi matir. Rav Meir holds you can be mefagel b'chatzi matir. Each of the kvasim is only a chatzi matir. That's the whole point of the brisa. The brisa is going like the Rabbanan, which means at this point in the Gemara, Rav Huna's explanation of Rabbi Yossi is okay. Rav Huna's explanation that Rabbi Yossi would even extend the shita to two yerachim, that the one yerach of the animal could become pigle while the other yerach is not pigle, that's fine. We don't have a brisa against it. That brisa was only working within the shita of the Rabbanan. Ihach, he says the Gemara, my li'olam. If that's the case, though, that's all it's coming to tell me. What's the word li'olam doing over here? The olam sounds like that we're coming to teach me many chidushim. We're coming to teach me some major issue. All we're teaching me is not to hold like Rav Meir, that you're mefagel b'chatzi matir. Then why does the Brisa say li'olam ein bo kares ad shifagel b'shem b'kazayis? Sounds like we're saying something much bigger. Iyam Rav Bishlam b'shtehen u'b'shnehen v'Rabbi Yossi hi u'lafu k'mid Rav Meir. I understand very well if you're going to tell me that the Brisa is going like Rabbi Yossi. And we don't only mean b'shnehen. We mean b'shtehen, that you need to have a machshavas pigel on both of the loaves of bread. And it's also coming lafukim the Rav Meir, who says that you could be mefagel avodah b'chatzi matir. So we're also coming lafukim the Rabbanan, who say that if you're mefagel with one of the loaves, the other loaf automatically becomes pigel. Okay, so then there's a bunch of chidushim coming to teach me that you need to be mefagel in both of the loaves individually. Coming to teach me that it's got to be that ain mefagel b'chatzi matir. So I understand why the word the olam would appear. Eliyamet Rabbanan lafukim the Rav Meir. But if the Brisa is going like the Rabbanan, and all we're coming to do is to exclude the sheet of Rav Meir of Mefaglin Bechatzi Matir, so then my li'olam, what's the li'olam doing there? Li'olam seems to be a misplaced word. Doesn't sound like the strongest question, meaning it's just saying that the word li'olam should be teaching me more, implies that the Brisa is teaching me more than simply one chiddush. If we were to say the Brisa is going like Rabbi Yossi, the Brisa would be teaching me two chiddushim. Saying goes like the Rabbanan, the Brisa is only teaching me one chiddush. So that is the first kasha on Rav Huna, that Brisa seems to be against him because the Brisa seems to be locked into the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. If you're going to assume that the Brisa is going like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't really make sense to assume that Rabbi Yossi holds one Yerach could become pigle without the other Yerach. Because even Rabbi Yossi, by Lechem, Rabbi Yossi holds that you could be that they are mitzarif. So it doesn't make sense that if two legs of an animal aren't mitzarif, that two loaves of bread will be mitzarif with a person's machshavah. machshava. Just a parenthetical point, we had Rebbe's Shita. When Rebbe expressed his Shita, it said, Rebbe says, Omer Ani. So we've pointed out in the past, we'll just mention in passing now, in Beis HaOtzer of Yosef Engel and Klal Lamed Gimel, claims that the words Omer Ani, first of all, they're unique to Rebbe. We don't find other Amoraim in Shas or Tanaim in Shas that say Omer Ani. Only Rebbe says Omer Ani. So he says, why is Rebbe the one that says Omer Ani? It sounds like such a lashon of gaiva. He says, no, it's the exact opposite. It's a lashon of anivus. Omer Ani is the Talmudic equivalent of Lanias Daiti. We don't have Lanias Daiti in the Gemara. Omer Ani is the Lanias Daiti. And that was Rebbe Mishames, Rebbe Bata. Another, the last Mishnah Masechta Sota says, when Rebbe died, anivus died with him. He was the ultimate humble person, so he, and it expressed itself in the way that he always expressed his opinion. He'd always say Omer Ani, as in Loni Astaiti. That was the midah of Rabbi. It's a beautiful piece in the Beis HaOtzer. He says over there that if you look in all of Tanakh, the phrase Omer Ani only appears in one place. It's in Tehillim, and in that place in Tehillim where it says Omer Ani, I forgot the exact pasuk, but he says if you read carefully, David HaMelech is referring to the writing down of Torah Shebal Peh. So it makes sense that Omer Ani is a reference to Rebbe. David HaMelech with Ruach HaKodesh was referring to Rebbe's future contribution of the writing down of the Torah Shebal Peh. Okay, but anyway, that was one question of Rav Huna. Says Gemara, Va'od, another problem with Rav Huna. Ham Rav Ashi, Tashima, Rabbi Yomer Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Pigel B'davar Anasa B'chutz, Pigel, B'davar Anasa B'fnim, Lo Pigel. If you have Machshev is Pigel on something that's done B'chutz, it is Pigel, on something that's done B'fnim, it's not Pigel. Kate said, what does this mean? Haya Omid B'chutz V'amar, Hareini Shochet Almanas L'Hazos Dama L'machar, Lo Pigel. If a person is standing B'chutz, and he says, I'm Shechting Almanas to do that Zos Adam, Chutz L'Zmano, that's not Pigel, because Zos Adam are done B'fnim. She Machshev B'chutz B'davar Anasa B'fnim. That is considered a machshav b'chutz on a davar nasa b'fnim. That is not pigel. Hayomid b'fnim, if a person is standing b'fnim, v'amar hareini maza al manas lahaktir emurin l'machar, v'lishbruch shirayim l'machar, and he says, I'm going to be maza right now, al manas to do the haktar emurim, or the shvicha shirayim, which is done on the big mizbech, so it's done b'chutz, so lo pigel, that's not pigel, that's machshava b'fnim, b'davar anasa b'chutz, because that's a person doing something inside the heichal, almanas to do something outside. Hayomid b'chutz, v'amar areini shochet almanas lishpoch shirayim l'machar, ulakter emur l'machar, but if a person is standing b'chutz, and he says, I'm going to shacht almanas to be shofech shirayim or makti de'emurim, chutz l'zmano, so pigel, shemachshava b'chutz, b'davar anas b'chutz, then it's going to be pigel, because it's machshava b'chutz, on something that's done b'chutz. Lishpoch shirayim, so wait a second, we say that it's a machshavas pigel if you have a machshava to be shofich the shirayim the next day. Well then, lafkulei mai, what becomes pigel when you have a machshava only on the shirayim, the shiari adam? Ilem lafkulei dam, if you want to tell me, oh, the dam becomes pigel, well, dami mifagel, can dam become pigel? Vatran el dvarm shein chayev alem shum pigel, the following things cannot become pigel. They are hakometz alvonu vaktoros minchas kohen minchas nesachu minchas kohen Mashiach, and Vehadam. So Dam is not on the eligible list of things that could become pigul. So what does it mean? I'm having Machshava to be Shofich, the Shirayim Chutz L'Zmano, that it becomes pigul. What becomes pigul? El Pshitul of Gulei Basar. So what becomes pigul must be the meat of the animal becomes pigul. So think about it, that your Machshava is only on the Dam, and yet the meat is going to become pigul. Yet you, Rav Huna, want to tell me that a Machshava on one piece of meat is not going to be Mefagel the other piece of meat? Yet a machshava on dam is going to be mefagel all the meat of the korban. How does that make any sense? Hashu ma hasam to chashbe bebasu gufei. Am Rabbi Yossi mifkel. In that case, where you only had the machshava on the dam, you didn't even have a machshava at all on the basar, and still Rabbi Yossi says it's going to become pigel. So hachad chashbe bezevach gufei. Lo kolishkein over here, where you have a machshava on the zevach itself, all the more so that it should be become pigel. So lo kolishkein the pigel biyarach yimin, pigel biyarach small. All the more so if you're mefagel one yarach of the animal, all the more so you should be mefagel the other yarach of the animal. That is question number two on Rav Huna's shita. Now the we mentioned these are the things that you're not chayv aleihem mishum pigel. When we say those items that you're not chayv aleihem mishum pigel, like the dam, the kmitza, etc., so the Mishnah LeMelech Psulei Mekdash in Parak Yilches Halacha Zayin claims that it's a machlokas rishonim whether when we say that those things are excluded from pigel, are they only excluded from the onish kares? These items are you're not chayiv kares, but still they're pasul, and if you eat them, you get malchus like eating any other psulei Mekdashim? Or is it that they're totally excluded from the parsha of pigel to the extent that they don't even become pasul? There's no psul that's even chal on them. So he says that it's a machlokas rishonim, that the Rambam over there, says that even though there's no onish kares when you eat them, but you're still going to be chayv malchus when you eat them for eating psulei mekdashim. But Tosfos later on in the Chafheim and Aleph and in Zvachim Chaf Gimel and Beis, Tosfos is of the opinion that it doesn't even become possible, that those things that are excluded from pigel are excluded entirely from the parsha of pigel. They don't even become possible. However, some of the Achronim, the Keren Ora and Zvachim and Daf Mem Beis, claims that this is not a machlokas Rambam and Tosfos at all, that they're actually talking about two different types of matirim. There are two different miutim on matirim that are not included in pickle. There's one miut that were memayir a carbon that doesn't have a nitar, like minchas kohanim, minchas nesachim. These carbonos, they don't have a nitar, and therefore they're not like a carbon shlamim, which is where the Torah speaks about pickle in the first place. And therefore we learn from carbon shlamim the dinim of pickle. So these kinds of carbonos are not included in the parsha of pickle at all, and therefore they wouldn't even have a psul of pickle, because a carbon that doesn't have a nitar is not like a carbon shlomim at all. So that's what the Rishonim are talking about when they say that it wouldn't even have a psul. That's what Tosfos is talking about when they say that there's no psul of pigle at all. The Rambam is talking about a mincha where there's a matir, there's a nitar. The kometz is matir, the shirayim is nitar al yedei the kometz, which is matir it. So granted, there's no chiyuv kares on the kometz, which is the matir, nevertheless, since the Shava is chal on the shirayim, the kometz becomes pasul as well. Meaning, mincha is included in the parsha of pigel. So, granted, some of the parts of the mincha may not be eligible to become full-fledged pigel, but it's included in the parsha of pigel, and therefore those parts that can't become pigel in the fullest sense are at least pasul. But that's different than those karbonos that are not included in the parsha of pigel at all. That's the mahalich of the Keren Ora, brilliant mahalich in understanding and being miyashev how the Rambam and Tosfos may not even be arguing. Okay, third kashan Ravuna, va'odam Ravina, tashma, hakomitz as a mincha lechol shireh ola haktir kumtza l'machar, if you do the kumitz on the mincha, almanas to eat the shirayim or to be maktir the kometz, chutz l'zmano, moda Rabbi Yossi b'zu, shapigil v'chayv n'alav karis. Rabbi Yossi admits that that's pigil y'chayv karis. So la haktir kumtza, liv guli mai. What do you mean to be maktir the kometz? What becomes pigil when you have a bad machshava chutz l'zmano on the kometz? Ile milv guli kometz, if you want to tell me, well, the kometz itself becomes pigle. Well, kometz mi mefagel vatna neil dvarim shein chayv milim shum pigle hakometz v'chulei. We just read that Mishnah that there's a whole list of things that cannot become pigle, including the kometz. So it must not be talking about the kometz itself. El pshita lefkuli shirayim. It must be that having machshava on the kmitza is mefagel the shirayim. Well, hashama hasam v'lochashbu shirayim b'shirayim gufei mefagli. So over there, where you didn't even have a machshava on the shirayim, nevertheless the shirayim are going to become pigel. But over here, by the two legs, the two limbs of the animal, so you where you had a machshava on the zvicha itself, on the animal itself, on the zevach itself, on just its right leg, so you need to, all the more so, the left leg should become pigel. So that is the third kasha in Rafuna, and for that reason, the Gemara rejects Rafuna. Elam Rabbi Yochanan, Hainu time at Rabbi Yossi. Rather, Rabbi Yossi could be explained in the following way. Again, what was our problem with Rabbi Yossi? The problem with Rabbi Yossi was that Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah says that that you only need machshavas pigel on one chal is only going to be mefagel that chal. It's not going to be mefagel the other one. On one row, it's only going to be mefagel that row, not the other one. But we have a brisa which we couldn't establish to be going like the Rabbanan that says that in bokari sachi fagel b'shteihen. So how do we make sense of this? So I had a time with Rabbi Yossi. Hakos v'ason guf echad, hakos v'ason shnei gufin. Sometimes the Torah considers it one unit, sometimes it considers it two units. Guf echad ma'akvi adadi. It's one unit in the sense that it's ma'akiv each other, but shnei gufin dam rachmana haluchuda avida v'haluchuda avida. But they are two gufin in the sense that each one is done on its own, and therefore arvinu misarvin takas vasan guf echad. if you mix them together, if you have in mind to put them as one unit, so then they become one unit, because the Torah allows for that. But palginu, if you decide to divide them, you say almanas to eat one of them, and you didn't include machshavos about the other loaf together with that machshava, well then mifalgi, then you have the ability to split them up. That kasvasan shnei guvin, meaning there's a lot of leeway in your machshava. If you have machshavos about both of them, so chatzizayis from each of the loaves, so then obviously you're treating them as one unit, and that's a machshava and a kizayis shalem of the unit, and therefore the whole thing will become pickled. That's the brisa. If you have a machshava on only one of the loaves, on a kizayis from one of the loaves, you never brought in any machshavos about the other loaf, and therefore you're treating it as two separate units. So therefore only that which you had the machshava about becomes pickle, the other one does not become pickle. Period. That's the end of that sugya. Boy, Rabbi Yochanan. Pigel b'lachmei toda mahu. What's the din if you have a machshavas pigel on lachmei toda? What's special about lachmei toda? So says Rashi, shein arba aminim. There are 40 loaves of bread, but there are 4 types of bread in the lachmei toda. Upigel be'echad min aminim, Rashi says, and you are mefagel on one of the minim, one of the types of bread. Mi pligi Rabbi Yosef Rabban Baha in mispagla acherim alo. So do all 40 loaves become pigel? Or is this like the lachem apanim? Would Rabbi Yosef say over here also, only one type becomes pigel? Mi amrin kivin de zevach echad matiran kichad damyon. Do we say that since there's one karban that's matir all 40 loaves, therefore they're considered like one unit? Or maybe Rabbi Yossi would still maintain over here, since they're made of different minim, they're different units and they don't become pigel together. That's the shaila. The shaila is within Rabbi Yossi. That's how Rashi understands. The Achronim point out that from the Rambam it sounds like the suffix of Rabbi Yochanan is according to the sheet of the Chachamim. Do we say lach mitod is like the shtei alechem and the shtei marachos of lechem by the lechem apanim, and that all 40 loaves become pigel? Or maybe the reason of the chachamim is because the Torah makes it guf echad. By the lach metoda, the Torah never made it guf echad. So the way the Rambam understands it is that maybe even the Rabbanan will be moded Rabbi Yossi over here, that it should be shnei gufin, because there's never a pasuk that makes it guf echad. Okay, but either way, it's a shiloh according to one way or the other. So what would be the din by the lach metoda? By minchas mafa mahu, or by minchas mafa, which also is 2 minim, 5 chalos, 5 rekikin. So would they be considered 2 separate units? So Tanali Rav Tachlifa Marava V'chein HaTa'omer B'lach Metoda V'chein HaTa'omer Minchas Mafa, that the same machlokas that applies by Lach Metoda, that by Lach Mapanim also applies by Lach Metoda, it also applies by Minchas Mafa. That machlokas in our Mishnah carries forward to these cases as well, where Rabbi Yossi is going to hold that you could be mefagel one unit without the other, one type of bread without the other, and the Chamim are going to say no, it's all one carbon, and therefore they're all going to become pigel together. They all become pigel as one. Tan Rabbanan, b'shas shchita chishev lechol chatzi zayis, b'shas rika chishev lechol chatzi zayis, pigel. M'nesha shchita v'zrika mitstarfin. So the Braisa says, if you have a machshava and a chatzi zayis during the shchita, and a machshava and another chatzi zayis during the zrika, that is pigel. Shchita and zrika are one unit, they could be mitstarif as one avoda. Igad amri shchita v'zrika t'travai matirin in kabal v'olachalal. So some say it's dafcha shchita and zrika, that they're both matir. But kabal and halacha, which aren't matir, wouldn't be mitstarif. Those are two totally separate avodas. Others say no, shchita and zrika are at the opposite ends of the spectrum. First you have shchita, then kabbalah, then halacha, then zrika. So those that are so far apart from each other could be mitzarif for sure. The two that are right next to each other, that are back to back, could be mitzarif. Says Gemara, eini vatani levi arba avodos say mitzarif to pigel, shchita, zrika, kabbalah, halacha. Didn't we learn none of the avodos are able to be mitzarif for pigel? So how could you say that shchita and zrika can be mitzarif for pigel? Amarav lo kasha, harabi haraban machlokas. Titania Shochit is a Kevz Lechel Chatzizayis Michalazu. Vichain Chavir Lechel Chatzizayis Michalazu. You shecht one of the Kvasim Tira Chatzizayis from this Chala, and then the other Tira Chatzizayis from the other Chala. So we saw this number Aleph. Rabbi Yomar Amarani, Shazek Kasher. Rabbi says, the carbon is not pigal, it's still kasher. Amle Abaye, Emer to Shamil El Rabbi, Chatzi Matir Vichatzi Achila. Wait a second, when does Rabbi say that? Where you had a Machshava on a Chatzi Matir for a Chatzi Achila, meaning shechting one keves for a chatzizayis, and then the other keves for the other chatzizayis. kulo matir v'chatzi achila misham lei. What if you shecht both kvasim for a chatzi achila? Would he say the same thing? Samalei, right? And that's what we're trying to prove, that the whole matir for chatzi achila. So amalei Rava bar Rav Chanan labaye v'i isle the Rebbe kulo matir v'chatzi achila. If Rabbi in fact did hold kulo matir v'chatzi achila, ligzor chatzi matir v'chatzi achila atu kulo matir v'chatzi achila. Meaning, if he held kulo matir and chatzi achila was a problem, then he would not have just said flippantly that chatzi matir and chatzi achila is totally kosher. He would have made a gzeira midrabanan that would be problematic as well. How do I know that? The Rabbi Yossi gazer v'rabanan gazri, because Rabbi Yossi made such a gzeira, the rabbanan made such a gzeira in similar situations. Rabbi Yossi gazer ditnan lahakdil levanos lemachar, that if you have in mind to be makdil levona the next chutzlis mano, Rabbi Yossi omer pasul ve'in bo kares. Rabbi Yossi says it's pasul and you're not chayiv kares, meaning that's not pigle. Why is it not pigle? Because the levona alone is not going to be enough to create pigle. But he obviously said it's still going to be pasul. That's a gzeira. V'chamrum pigle v'chayiv lav kares. Rabbanan nami gazri, and the rabbanan also goes there in their unique situation. Ditnan pigle b'kometz v'lo b'levona, b'levona v'lo b'kometz. If you're mefagel the levona without the kometz, or the kometz without the levona, rameirum pigle v'chayiv lav kares. V'chamrum amrim ein bo kares ad shifagel b'kolamatir. The chum say you're not going to be chayiv kares unless you're mefagel b'kolamatir in both the levona and the kometz. So bottom line is, you see that the rabbanan though still made a gzeira midrabanan with the levona without the kometz, that it's at least going to be pasul midrabanan. So if Rebbe in fact held, that kula matir, that kula matir and chatzi achila is problematic, then he would have made a gzeira on chatzi matir v'chatzi achila. So don't tell me that Rebbe holds kula matir v'chatzi achila is problematic. So I'm like, hachi ashta. No, you can't compare the gzeiros to each other. Hasam gazar bishlam hasam gazar Rabbi Yossi kometz to levona unto kometz to mincha. It makes sense that Rabbi Yossi would make a gzeira on the kometz of the levona unto a case of the kometz of the mincha. Rabbanan gazri kometz unto kometz to mincha schote ulevona unto levona haba b'zichin. And the Rabbanan are going to make a gzeira, even though the Rabbanan hold that the kometz or the Lavona on their own, each one individually, is not a Matir Shalem, and therefore is not going to create problems of Pigle alone, but their Rabbanan are well aware that there are situations that all you do is a Kometz. There are Karbanos that all you do is a Kometz. There is no Lavona. There are Karbanos where all there is Lavona and there's no Kometz. So the Rabbanan made a Gzeira in a case where there's supposed to be both a Kometz and a Lavona, and you were Mefagel Yar Machshavas Pigle on one of them, so they made a Gzeira that's going to be problematic, lest you become confused with a case where there only is a kometz and you have machshavas pigul on the kometz, where obviously that would be enough to be mefagalit. Where do you have such a thing? The kometz of a minchas chote doesn't have a levona. We don't want him to have a mehudar carbon, so he doesn't have a levona. Where do you have levona without kometz? Levona abab bazichin, the bazichin levona. We mentioned there are three ways levona could be brought. Levona, you could also be menadev levona on its own. But whatever it is, you could have levona that comes on its own. Kvasim nami, keves atu keves chavero. Bezach atu bezach chavero. Ella, and by kvasim, and by the bezach also, you could have atu the other one. Ella hacha mi ika chatzi matya v'chatzi achila bi alma delekum v'ligzar. But over here, do you ever have any other situation besides for the shnei kvasim by the shtei alechem, where you have a chatzi matya and a chatzi achila, that we have to be gozer, that this chatzi matya v'chatzi achila should be a problem, lest you confuse it with anything else? There is no other situation to compare it to. So therefore, there's no concern, there's no reason to make any sort of gzeira. So achinami mistavet the time the rabbanim mishamachiu. And the truth is, it makes sense that the reason the rabbanim made such a gzeira is because they were afraid you were going to get confused with a carbon, that the whole carbon was the kometz, or that the whole carbon was the levona. The katani seifa modim chacham the rameir b'minchas chotei b'minchas knos shem pigel b'kometz shepigel b'chayven lav karis, because the seifa says that the chacham are modet rameir by a minchas chote and by a minchas kenos, that if you're mefagel on only the kometz, that it's pigel and you're chayiv kares. Sha kometz hu amatir, because the kometz itself is the matir. Now, that I need to be told that the Rabban Ramoda, that if you're mefagel on all there is to this carbon, then it becomes pigel. Obviously, minchas chote, minchas kenos only has a kometz. There is no levona. Of course, the chachamim are moda that if you're mefagel on the entire kometz and nothing else, because there is nothing else, that it's going to be pigle. Pshita, Mika Matir Achrina. It's the whole matir of the Minchas Chatan. The Minchas Chatan is the Kometz. Why does the Mishnah have to make a big deal that the Rabbanan are moded that in that case it's going to be Pigel? Elav Hakamash Mulna must be telling me the following Chiddush. The time of the Kometz, Rishon Dika Kometz, the Minchas Chatan, the Damilah, that the whole reason the Rabbanan ever tell you that there's even a problem with just being a Mefagel, just having Machshavas Pigel on a Kometz, is because of the case of Minchas Chatan, where the Kometz alone would be enough to be Mefagel, because the Kometz alone is the entire Matir. So that's how you see, that's the reason the Rabbanan made such a Gezeira, because there are parallel Korbanos where only the Kometz or only the Levona would be enough to be Mefagel entirely. Okay, we'll stop there. I'll pick up on the Mishnah tomorrow.